AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars for the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross.
Tiffany Cross.
Join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. We gather a seasoned elder, myself as the middle generation, and a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations. Prepare to engage or hear perspectives that literally no one else has had. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Big Bang.
It is what it is, man.
DJ Scream.
You don't be on nothing, I be on.
Baby Jade.
Okay, so let me ask y'all this then.
Bring you big facts.
Black ethnic right now.
Visit the new website today, bigfactspod.com.
Coming to you live from Revolt Studios in the ATL is yours truly, DJ Scream. Big Bang is here. Baby Jade is here. Big homie Kodak. Shot Jones in, and it's time for Big Facts Friday. Woo!
That's the energy. Slow clap. You know, slow clap energy.
What's the deal, everybody?
What's up, family? What's going on?
I'm
What's
slightly up? Disgusted because this fuck nigga just blew me a kiss.
For real?
Yes.
Yeah.
And I happened to be looking while he was doing it.
With spit.
You blew Jada kiss?
Not with spit.
Yeah.
He didn't blow Shia kiss.
Here y'all go.
She don't deserve it.
Damn. 2 weeks in a row. We're like 3 weeks in a row.
What?
Of y'all trolling Kodak.
We're not
y'all. We're trolling you.
You said y'all.
You started it. It is y'all.
Nigga, you started.
I went to the last was the last thing on earth and my life depended on it.
I'm saying y'all troll.
Yeah.
Don't they be trolling you, Kodak.
Anybody trolling me.
Y'all troll yet.
I don't troll yet. I fuck yet. Man, yet talking the phone.
Yeah, got plenty of bitches.
Big facts. We just speaking the facts.
Who be trolling you yet? Keep it real.
The fans.
The fans
yeah.
don't be trolling.
The fans be taking up your ass. They finna get your ass up in the comments.
On this, who you think be trolling?
Who give you the worst slack? Be honest. Who give you the worst slack?
Nobody. You're not going to do me bad because I'm not going to admit you. Yeah, I'm not about to admit nobody do me bad. I ain't no victim.
We kicking yeah. shit.
What you talking about? I'm the bully, nigga.
Nah, for real.
Let these folks know.
What's the word?
What's up, Jay? What's the word?
What's popping, y'all?
What's the word?
So goddamn, the word of the day is fortuitous. You have any idea what that means, Scream?
Hell no.
It got something to do with fortune, but go for it.
Okay, so it means happening by accident or chance rather than design. For example, you ever seen where, like, not even on a big scale, but just like somebody you know, that might just be a fucked up ass bullshit person, but they always hit the lottery. Mm-hmm. And they always win. Mm-hmm. Like, that's fortuity.
Fortuity.
Mm-hmm. What? What?
Just by chance.
It's by chance.
Like winning the lottery.
Yeah.
Like winning the lottery.
People having things happen to them by luck or like on some fluke shit that you know that they didn't deserve.
I got a problem. Does it say deserve?
It say don't deserve.
The definition y'all sent me.
What'd it say?
Things happening by luck, you know damn well you didn't deserve.
That's
for real?
Nigga.
That's what y'all sent me.
That's urban German.
That's an example.
Yeah, that's an example.
What's the
definition? I know a good example of that.
Lottery stories. What?
Look.
You sent it, bitch.
In Australia, this dude that won the lottery, and he reenacted it on the news by buying a lottery ticket, and he won the lottery again on the news.
Three, can we get a definition check, please, brother, if you don't mind?
The definition is happening by accident or chance rather than design.
Oh, yeah.
So they tried to give, I guess the example is, like, for us to understand, like,
okay, right? Okay, gotcha.
That's the urban.
But deserve. Urban. I mean, you can't say what that person deserved or didn't deserve if they got it.
No, that's just happened like, by accident. Think about this. If you at school and you studying for, like, you studying, you working your ass off of this mm-hmm. test. You really studying for this test, right? Then you had a one student that don't really care.
Bubble anything.
Mm-hmm. And they bubble anything, get them the A, and you done studied your ass off and you got a B. And you like, how the fuck that happened? But they just bubble
anything. That's really where don't deserve comes in. That's really somebody that's frivolous.
But that's the don't deserve.
If they just bubble in anything and don't give a fuck.
They're nonchalant.
Their frivolity fucking produced their fortuity.
I got an A on the econ test in college like that before. I was the only person that passed.
Happening by accident or chance rather than design.
Exactly. Yes. The design is the person that's studying for the test, that's doing everything they're supposed to do. The other person is the one that just sit there, bubble up anything, but they get the A, and the person that studied for weeks and weeks to get the
C. All of us have those moments, though. Sometimes you just be blessed. Something happened that you ain't design or plan for. You just, a blessing falling in your life, right?
But the thing about it is, who designed that we think we going off of?
Here we go.
Uh-oh.
I'm just keeping it real. You can design something for yourself that's not for you. God designing everything, right?
Yeah, for sure.
So what's for you is for you. So how is it by chance? How is it by chance or accident or design that come for you? What's for you is for you, right?
They say logically, if you just find a whole bunch of money.
That was by design.
No, God's design for sure, but it's still a fluke, as we would say in the streets.
How?
It's a fluke. You know it's a fluke. You already the street dude.
No, just think about it. The street dude that got all the money. You already got a whole bunch of money. Everybody in the neighborhood know that you got all the money. You find the money, but it's the people that really in the neighborhood that need the money. They don't find it. It's just that you the bullshit, but you always find it.
I'm the nigga supposed to find the money, though.
So maybe you're right.
I'm just one nigga looking at everything as a blessing.
Yeah, for sure.
I didn't have it yesterday, and it came to me as a blessing. I don't give a fuck how it came.
But the streets in the hood call blessings sometimes flukes. Music in the street.
But you got to look up the definition of fluke. Fluke means some other shit.
That's an accident.
You found money by accident. But usually the people that are on the other end.
I said it's unexpectedly.
That's a fluke. That's
yeah, but usually the people that are on the other end of the fluke are partially in some way jealous of the fluker.
Oh, I ain't debating any of that.
You can unexpectedly fluke up and find your wife, though. Yeah. But that still came from God. That's a blessing.
Yeah, we ain't saying fluke bad. I'm just saying in our culture in the hood, you know, niggas be like, man, that's some old fluke ass shit. That song, that's a fluke shit, man.
He fucked around
and hit that song and blew up and shit, and I'm here rapping. And I'm going hard.
He was blessed.
I agree.
But if we're saying that God made everything happen, mm-hmm. no matter how it happened, is there really a such thing as a fluke?
Yes. That's what I'm trying to say.
No, what I'm saying is a fluke. What I'm trying to say is fluke bad or just the hood.
But does
fluke
even exist is the bigger picture.
Oh, for sure. Mm-hmm. Y'all have used the word fluke. I heard y'all say
that. Oh, yeah, for sure. But
right, that's what I'm saying.
Hey, listen.
Now that we're digging deeper.
Yeah, right. What do you call it? When the person trying to act like they don't understand,
yeah.
Well, I'm not acting like I don't understand.
Right.
What I'm saying is, when a blessing come, that's some fluke ass shit. The nigga done fluked and went to jail. That's a fluke to me.
For sure. Yeah. The bad
like, bro,
shit.
You know your ass ain't supposed to goddamn go leave the house with no motherfucker smoking no blunt.
Right.
Fluke ass nigga went to jail for fluke shit.
Right. Yeah.
But if I find some money,
right,
that don't go with that.
Yeah. I
to me, fluke
saying.
Is what's the other
word? But it does go with that to somebody that didn't find the money that feels right. like you don't
yeah,
deserve it.
You don't deserve the money. I was finna get over there. By the time I got over there, he already found the money. I was supposed to find that money.
Or I was just over there looking right. for the money. Like, what the hell?
That makes you a hater.
For sure.
Oh, God.
That don't make you. Oh, that don't make me no fluke, because you, your luck ain't like mine, bro.
Yeah, your blessing ain't.
Haters. Yeah, you definitely a fluke.
If you mad that somebody else got something that you ain't got, you's a hater.
Nah, but period.
Ain't no nah, Shy.
Period.
If you mad about something somebody else got and you ain't got, you's a hater.
Hold on, listen. If we're talking about the definition of, what is it? What's the word?
Fortuitous.
Fortuitous, right? And we're talking about that definition. If you are somebody that's some bullshit.
How I'm some bullshit? That's your opinion.
Somebody that's some bullshit is in the
yeah.
opinion.
Okay.
That's
opinion. Right. Yeah.
Okay, let's just say that you the neighborhood bully. Let's just put that
so
on.
So what? Hold that's on. An opinion. Go ahead, Queen.
You the neighborhood bully, right? You been jacking all the kids in the neighborhood all month long. The mama over here in this neighborhood, she ain't got shit. Her bills need to get paid and all that. She just needs some luck. She down bad. She been at the church giving up her last money at the church. We was just talking about tithing a couple of weeks ago. She been tithing that church. And then she go right around the corner, and she go right around the corner. 2 minutes later, you go around that same corner. You pick up a bag, and now the word around neighborhood, bank just found $50,000.
But we don't know what Auntie be doing in her spare time. Just because her fluke ain't on her.
And
just
you
because her
you
bullshit ain't on Front Street.
And
I
don't know what Bank been doing.
I did something. Yeah. I must have did something to make God send me the blessing.
Right.
Yeah, and you don't know why he's bullying the kids. What have the kids done?
Ain't
to
no
him?
Reason to bully no kid, though. Goddamn, Jay. How much reason to bully no kid?
No, but he's a kid too, right?
Yeah, I mean, either way, yeah.
You say he's a bully?
Yeah.
But if you're a kid, now, you're a kid shit. But if I find the money, bro, I'm blessed.
Yeah.
All right, so look. How you gonna turn that to a fluke? You hating.
Sure.
I'm
not hating.
That's all it boils down to.
That's the definition of fluke. Because I don't think fluke is bad.
Yes,
listen.
It is.
It ain't hating.
Yes, it is.
It's hating?
Yes.
It is hating, but it's justified hating.
If you...
Ain't no such thing as no fucking justified hate.
Justified
hating.
It's justified
hating.
It's justified
hating. It's hating. Hating is hating.
Look, it is kind of hate.
That is hate.
There's no
way. If you on the wrong end of the fluke, you're going to be hating.
If you mad at somebody else for having something that you want, that's hating.
I'm not going to be mad. If y'all came here, like, I just found 500. I'm not gonna be mad.
Look,
when, yeah,
no,
I'm not even
like,
big
to
like, oh shit, yeah,
he go 10, he go.
I might be like, oh yeah, food on you or some shit like that,
right. Yeah.
Some shit like that. But I ain't.
But
mad,
look, cut me in. So I want them to be like, but cut me in. Yeah, but you right. What you just found?
Right. So when dude, so when
I'm
dude,
with you.
Free.
Bro, I'm gonna walk with you. Bro.
So when dude sent, so when dude sent the 1800 to the on the Cash App by mistake, was that fluke?
Who?
Jock.
That's
I just
blessing.
Did that yesterday.
He just blessed somebody.
Blessed somebody.
Right. That's some bullshit. Because I just accidentally sent the wrong gardener man $65. And my real gardener man like, Shy, you ain't sending me my money. And I'm like, yes, I did. Sent them the screenshot and everything. I've been asking this other gardener man for my $65 back for 2 weeks now.
That, who?
What I'm trolling. I'm trolling. I'm every day I'm sending a request. You gonna get mad.
You're blocked.
That's a fucked up shit. Fluke on your end, but that's a blessing for him.
Because he probably needed the $65.
Yeah, like, ooh, he probably just had prayed for $65. The exact
cha-ching.
Amount.
Yeah, man, so I'm saying that was a fluke. That was a fluke with Jock. Yeah, he ain't getting that shit back, but it's a blessing. You got $1,800.
What did Jock say? That nigga trying to convince.
He said, God got bigger blessing. You are the bigger blessing. You are the bigger blessing.
Right.
You think it's going to be $1,800? You think
you're
looking better than that?
No. He talking about now, you keep that little money. Hey, you know, that shit.
We're going to put this shit on Instagram. It's on Shade Room, but you wanted that $1,800, man.
Flourishing. What is it?
Fortuitous.
Oh, nah, but I feel like... I do feel like that, you know, a lot of that shit be blessings. There ain't no fluke. But when you on the loser end of the stick, man, that's a fluke.
That's some bullshit.
You know what I'm saying?
I feel you.
Like traffic.
How
sometimes.
How they be calling niggas be calling.
Man, traffic be some bullshit.
Oh, traffic bullshit for everybody. How does good as another?
But sometimes traffic could be a blessing because sometimes it can slow your ass down and you look ahead and it's a badass accident. And you knew you was flying. So if you didn't slow your ass down, you probably would have been a part of that accident.
Yeah.
For sure. So hitting the lotto is a blessing.
And you played it.
Yeah, for sure.
But think about it. If I played the lotto, what am I trying to do?
You're trying to win.
You're trying to win.
So if I win,
How the fuck is that a fluke?
I think for people,
if somebody been playing it,
if I've been playing it my whole life, and then you play it that one time and you win, I'm for sure gonna be like, that's
I'm chosen. When you chosen,
that's fluke, bro.
When you chosen, ain't no fluke.
Bro. Ain't no fluke.
And it's especially
ain't no fluke, bro.
It's fluky if I see this shit happen.
What about a nigga who you keep looking at that anything they do works? Like, he just a fluke-ass nigga then?
Oh, no. Nah,
everything. This nigga ain't never tried to be a motherfucking
rapper.
Podcaster. This shit just so happened to fluke up at work. This nigga never tried to be a rapper, but the song he recorded, he fluke up and make a hit.
Bang, it's a nigga that went to school for communications, that went to school for business, trying to do the same shit you doing.
He done been dedicated to the last 30 years.
Everybody around me was
life.
Trying to rap. Bro, I made a hit record, my first song.
Exactly. Right.
How the fuck is you? Is you a fluke or is you chosen?
Chosen.
Right. If it keep happening, what are you?
Chosen.
Fluke. So are we going to agree
that super blues can be
the
chosen,
word
though. Fluke ain't bad. All I'm trying to say is fluke is not bad.
I think you're a fluke-ass nigga, but you some bullshit.
I feel like what Black is saying is that fluke only really enters into the equation accurately when you're speaking
from
upon something
person.
What
negative.
Is a fluke three? I'm just going ahead.
Yeah, pull it up. What is the fluke? Go ahead, Jay. What'd you say?
Nah, I was just saying that basically what I'm getting is that fluke only accurately enters the conversation when it's something negative.
That's why I look at fluke as a negative
connotation.
What is if somebody tell me goddamn such have a negative folks that got a lawsuit or something, well, that's a blessing.
Yeah.
I don't look at that ass shit. He with the accident, huh?
But it's a fluke for the company.
Nobody
got to pay that shit.
Nobody's going to call and tell him
what's a fluke for real.
No, but a fluke can really. I'm going to scream. Because think about
an unlikely chance, especially a surprise piece of luck.
There you go.
Look,
I'm saying the hood turned into some bullshit. That's what I'm saying.
I just think
the hood turned fluke into some bullshit.
Go to the mic and say it one time, three.
The hood turned fluke into some bullshit. That's what I'm saying. The hood be like, that old fluke-ass nigga over there.
But then what about, accidents? Like, sometimes when you get in a car accident, you be so mad about this car accident, but then you get that $100,000 check, you ain't even mad no more.
Yeah.
But shit, huh?
Think about it. Car
the whole time. But when you from the hood, niggas be like, shit. Even the people that get hit, if I ain't die, I'm finna get paid.
Yeah.
So you know that's a blessing off the rip.
Yeah.
But to the person who owned the car, it's some fluke shit because their insurance may go up. They got mad. They got to go through this shit with them. You know what I'm saying?
What it is?
An unlikely chance, especially a surprise piece of luck.
An unlikely chance.
Yeah, that's for two.
Like hitting the lottery.
Hitting a lot of them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So shit.
Or find a bag of money.
I can't wait to fluke up on some
That's
shit.
That's what I'm saying. Now you see what I'm saying. Fluke ain't bad.
What about good, meeting somebody that
so fluke ain't fluke if
me.
You work for it.
You ain't gotta like work for it.
I'm
unlikely.
Saying, no, I'm no, saying,
it can be it. Because they said that fluke is luck.
No, you're working for it, it can't be luck.
Yeah, like if you work for it, like you get up every day and goddamn build a house and that motherfucker come out to be the best house ever. That wasn't no fluke.
But you can't be a fluke.
Yeah,
it's
by design.
You can't be a fluke with music, then.
Yeah, he was a fluke with music.
It take a lot to put out a song, though.
But he was a fluke with music.
Yeah, first song.
I think the fluke is when you ain't really trying. You weren't trying. You weren't going in there like, all right, I'm finna make this hit right now. But afterwards, you might have known. But during the process, you're like, I'm just fucking around seeing what this shit about. Boom.
Yeah. Nah, that's real. Yeah.
So
I've been fluking like a motherfucker. I'm gonna fluke some more shit. I got shit up my sleeve. By design, fluke. I'm gonna design me a fluke.
Stupid as hell.
That real shit.
So what's the opposite of this word? I guess
fortuitous.
What's the opposite?
What's the opportunities?
What's the synonym? Unlucky.
He said, "How you spell
fortuitous?"
Yeah.
FORTITIOUS. Fortuitous.
FOR what? Nope. It's a snake. F-O-R, wait, hold up now, all that spelling be shit.
F-O-R-T-U-T-I-O-U-S.
No, spelling bee. You been getting it wrong a lot of times. We just don't know how to spell it.
F-O-R-T-U-I-T-O-U-S.
No, it's F-O-R-T-U-I.
You
left the I out. Come on, bro. You left the I out and said,
I left the I out. Kill me.
No, I ain't okay, but you supposed to be the spelling bee champ.
I am.
Oh, then she tried to spell it like she spelled it, then said it after her how they do it. That shit was wrong. what it is? You got it? Three. What is it?
What's the antonym for fortuitous?
Go to the mic.
Go to the mic.
antonym of fortuitous.
The antonym of fortuitous.
The antonym of fortuitous.
Fortitude.
Nah, it ain't gonna be that. It's gonna be.
Sound fortune. Like what?
Misfortune, you mean?
Snake bitten.
Can't be fortune. Say happening by luck, chance.
No, we need the opposite of fortuitous.
Three like shit.
The opposite of fortuitous.
It sounds like misfortune.
The opposite of unexpected
what?
Blessings. Unexpected, not blessings. As
cursed.
Well.
Man, three don't know, man.
Give me my phone, three.
Give me one of your fluke what's one of your fluke experiences?
Fluke?
All right, we got it. How y'all just fired?
But go with
that.
That's good, though. What's the time you fluked up, Kodak?
Shit, man. I've been working for a lot of shit. I don't know. I can't say.
You don't have some fluke.
All right, so it's misfortune, plan, and certainty.
Misfortune
and what?
Planned and certainty. Because all of that shit is expected.
What's the word basically. For that, though? Is that a definition for something, or those are the antonyms?
Those are the antonyms.
Okay. Misfortune.
I was at Morehouse tailgate a few weeks ago, and it was a long-ass line, but I was trying to get in now. So a different nigga was at the gate that was supposed to be there, so I just walked in.
There's your fluke.
That shit ain't it.
You was supposed to say something about.
That is a fluke, though.
That's a fluke.
Like, goddamn, just so happened, boy, them niggas ain't right there, I'm good.
Yeah, that is good.
I don't know how I would've got in, otherwise, shit.
So what you coming to do?
Work.
Huh? Work what?
What the hell? You was working for free? Because if you was working a job, they should have had
to. No, I needed a band, but it was real complicated. But the person that had my band couldn't get me the band because it was a whole bunch of checkpoints and shit. They weren't going to let them back in. It was fucked up.
So when you got there, you just, by fluke,
just
walked in on through.
Literally, just walked through the gate.
But did you take that as a blessing?
Yeah. But otherwise, I was ready to leave anyway. So I was like, man, this shit don't work.
So this must have been like some volunteer shit.
Nah, it wasn't no volunteer shit. I got paid. I like you get paid to go out now.
That's what's up.
How long you been out of school, Colette?
Shit. 2017?
Yeah. Are these the regular classes or the special edition classes?
No, this is home. This is homecoming. This is homecoming. This is where everybody come back.
Oh, okay.
I found a wallet before I got back.
I found a wallet too. I took it to the nigga house.
Yeah, my old lady did
that. One shit in that motherfucker about $260. I took it back to it. Yeah. Drove straight to the house, knocked on the door, gave it to me like damn.
A lady did that to me.
Cut, but yeah, better be glad you stayed like right around the corner. I found it at Kroger. No, you stayed right around the corner. Yeah. I took it to him.
They said they need answers. About what? When I get big fat.
AT&T Connects and Ode to Podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite in powerful conversations. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. I want you all to join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. In every episode, we gather a seasoned elder.
But even with a child, there's no such thing as the wrong thing if you love them.
Myself, as the middle generation, I don't feel like I have to get married at this big age in life, but it is a desire I have and something that I've navigated in dating. And a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations.
I'm very jealous of your generation that didn't have to deal with Instagram and Tinder.
This is Across Generations, where Black women's voices unite, and together, you know how we do, we create magic. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, my name's Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of On Purpose. I just had a great conversation with Michael B. Jordan, and you can listen to it right now. Michael is known for his performances in both film and television. His breakout role was in Fruitvale Station, playing Oscar Grant, which earned him widespread praise and numerous award nominations. His portrayal of Killmonger in Marvel's Black Panther, one of my favorites, further solidified his status as one of Hollywood's leading actors, earning him widespread acclaim for his complex and compelling performance. In our conversation, Michael really opens up. You're going to love listening to it, and I can't wait for you to check it out.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. It's always the feeling when you're getting ready to, you know, people give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get. People quit.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is an NAACP and Webby Award-winning podcast dedicated to all things mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. Here, we have the conversations that help Black women decipher how their past inform who they are today and use that information to decide who they want to be moving forward. We chat about things like how to establish routines that center self-care, what burnout looks and feels like, and defining what aspects of our lives are making us happy and what parts are holding us back. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia. And I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
I ain't gonna lie, I feel like my whole thing in Atlanta has been, I guess, like a fluke. Is it? Because I feel like I ain't from here. I ain't know nobody here. Like, I didn't know. Yeah, like, I didn't know anybody. Like, not one person. But you would think, like, everything is by luck, by chance. Like, even emailing you, I didn't really know anything. So it's just like, everything was just at the right place at the right time.
You definitely are the flute. Yeah. You definitely the flute.
I can say that.
Yeah, nah, this whole shit.
I just so happened to be up at 2 o'clock in the morning when you put that shit out that I responded to. I normally be asleep.
It
work
for
you.
I was emailing you as a man the whole time.
Wait, whoa. What?
No, I'm saying when I first met, texting Scream, the whole time we was texting, it was, what up, bro? He thought I was a man all the way into the end. And then at the end, I was like, oh, by the way, I'm a girl. Is that okay? I'm like, by the way, I'm a girl. Is that okay? So, like, that shit was fluked out.
Yeah, I don't know what I was thinking, but I damn sure was texting him like a nigga.
He was like, what up, bro? Don't work hard. Pull up. Yeah.
I hate that shit. Like, people be goddamn DMing me like, yo, what's up, bro? Like,
well, bro me down.
Like, you're not, you don't understand on my page that.
I think bro is with your homegirls, though. Like,
Jay, fluke the way on our shit, too. All that trying to laugh in the background. Fluke the way this whole shit. Hit me.
Hey, y'all.
This
my point is proven. Flukes are good.
Not real shit. Cause we can't do an interview. Screen set that shit right up, man.
Oh, I remember that shit.
I was there.
You just about to say something, though. What you about to say something else? We talking about fluke?
Nah, she was telling she pretending to be a nigga.
What do we got, Jay?
Shit. Okay, so let's move on to the next. The next word that we have is recompense.
Ooh.
Recompense.
And that means to make amends to someone for a loss or harm suffered, or to compensate them for pain that you've caused.
So, like, apologizing.
You're wrong. Apologizing.
Yeah, the example is everyone should share a moment or experience where they've had to make amends to someone because they hurt them or caused them or caused harm to that person. It can be friendships, relationships, family, etc. It's really about basically being the bigger person.
Man, I have shit. I mean, change my what's your name up?
Recompense.
I need to change my name. I have to do that shit every day, Shantae. Make amends. I be that D's up every day. The truth.
Recompense.
You gotta bitch up. That's what this shit should say, bitching up. Win the bitch up. Recompense. Oh, but that's it for real.
Yeah. To make amends.
Everything so ain't mendable though.
Yeah, I was about to say, what makes somebody worthy of recompensing to?
I think making amends is also making peace, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Even we ain't gotta be cool, but it ain't that.
It could just be an understanding.
Yeah.
You can have an understanding. I don't fuck with you. You don't fuck with me. We cool.
Nah, but sometimes niggas don't care for peace.
It depends on the situation, and it depends on what
you
caused
want peace at
the
all
rift.
Time,
yeah, but I'm like, if it's somebody, life. But if it's somebody who like, I'm not gonna have any, you know, run-ins with or whatever. Like,
you don't know that.
I don't care about rectifying shit with you.
Bro, that, you know, Kodak, no.
You don't know that.
What?
Go to therapy, bro.
What you saying, Yike? Once it's fuck, it's fuck.
If
yeah, we get that.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
If you got a chance to delete that fuck you and it ain't that deep, delete that shit. You don't know who you gonna run into or what's gonna happen.
Or if it was fuck you, was it like fuck you for a reasonable reasonable cause?
Yeah,
but like, I'm saying, you know what I'm saying? Like sometimes somebody can say fuck you for something that you actually did and you didn't see it then, but now if you look back, you're like, damn, I did do some bullshit.
If I did something wrong. Somebody else did something wrong and they knew they did something wrong and they stand on that shit. Why we need to rectify it? You know what you
but
did.
What if it's wrong to you, but what they're standing on, it makes sense of why they're standing on it. You get what I'm saying? Like me standing on my truth can make you feel some type of way, but it's my truth and it makes sense of what the fuck I got going on.
I mean, shit, if that's the case, that's everybody though.
Yeah.
Yeah, but still fuck you.
It's still fuck you?
Yeah, it's still fuck you. I don't really feel like
you ain't repentant. Was it?
Basically, you feel like that a person shouldn't have to or shouldn't be able to stand on their truth at your expense.
Yes, do not stand on your truth at your expense. Or you can stand on that shit, but be prepared. But for what comes with that?
Is that a booger or a gray hair?
What you mean?
It might be a gray hair.
What you mean?
I mean, if you standing on your truth, if you know that shit is gonna conflict with me or anything that I got going on, you can do that. But be prepared to be in conflict with me.
Or don't stand on your truth in my space.
Yeah, because
so what y'all mean?
Basically, okay, so what she just said, right? She said that the reason that him and person A might have fallen out is because he's saying that if him and person A fell out, and person A is standing on the reason that they fell out, then it's fuck you. She said that what if person A standing on why they fell out is something that has to do with their beliefs and their values. And he's saying, basically, stand on your values, but don't stand on your values at my expense.
So basically, y'all saying nobody's got them being open-minded to how he might be thinking or how he might be thinking, or
she. Yeah. But I mean, I'm saying basically, like, if that's the case, everybody stands on what they feel, so everybody's gonna stand in a fuck you situation. Everybody's gonna stand on what they stand on because that's how they personally feel.
I think it's all on what the bond is, because if like you feel some type of way and I feel some type of way, okay, I can, if I fuck with you enough, I can dig into myself and see if that's valid, that you may feel that type of way.
If your perspective is valid.
You see what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, he might do feel like that, because I did that, but fuck you. Because I feel like I feel, but I understand, so that would make it be really not a problem, but a problem.
But at the end of it, if it's a but, still at the end of it, after you've reevaluated their perspective and their point of view, then there's no way of recompensing.
No, but it's in situations, it can be, two people can be wrong. Mm-hmm. You get what I'm saying? I'm wrong, but I ain't wrong because of what you did to me. And you wrong, but you ain't wrong because of what I did to you type shit. You get what I'm saying? Because you got a battle, if you go tell one side of the story to Jay, what I did to you, it's going to sound like, damn, fuck that nigga Bank.
Yeah.
But I don't never sell my side.
Yeah.
But you didn't tell
what you did, what I did to you.
That whatever I did was a reaction. Yeah. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But whatever you probably did to me to make me tick out, wig out, you probably think ain't nothing.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Nigga do something, motherfuckers will do something to you and be like, that wasn't really nothing. Mm. But you wig out.
But
you get what I'm saying? Like, you wig out.
Because it was something.
But,
really
you, but they going to tell the nigga.
Can you admit that sometimes niggas might wig out over some small shit that it really wasn't nothing? Bro. You really did overreact.
You know
you
what
right. That's what I'm saying. You right. You right. It might have did overreact, but you can't tell a person how to react.
Yeah.
If right. I slap you right now, I can't tell you what to do to me.
Exactly.
Right.
You can't tell a person how to react. Hey, man, we need to just, that conflict right there, we don't even need to be like that anyway, because that's going to come up again. It's going to get worse. Yeah. So we need to just go ahead and debt this friendship, relationship, whatever, because it's like certain people's energy just don't match.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you try to be some everyday on the phone shit, go out, that shit ain't going to go right.
Yeah.
Motherfucker could be around you, love you and everything, but don't like you. That's just how it goes.
Yeah.
For who you is, like, I fuck with you, but I don't fuck with you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you weren't my family or my friend or I was supposed to be your friend, I wouldn't even talk to a nigga like you.
Oh,
yeah.
God. Yeah.
But people be afraid to even just say that, like, bro, we don't mix, bro. Mm-hmm. I fuck with you, but me and you don't mix, bro. Your bags and shit are different than mine.
Yeah,
right.
They don't mind.
People don't know how to just say that.
Yeah.
Is it that people don't know how to say it or people don't know how to take it? Because a lot of times people can say it.
Nigga don't know how to say it or take it.
Yeah, but sometimes people say the shit and people don't know how to take it in and just see it as that. Like, if somebody tell you how they feel, people, like, 9 times out of 10, now it's time for them to react to your feelings. When it's not even cause for a reaction. I'm just telling you how the fuck I feel.
But a lot of times, like, you don't even got to say it. Your action can show a nigga that, bro, we don't mix.
Mm.
You call me, ooh, I ain't telling you, inviting you nowhere, bro, that ain't my style of nigga. I ain't coming around you. I fuck with you, though.
Yeah. We cool.
We cool as a motherfucker. If you need me, I'll be there.
Yeah.
But that what you on and that what I'm on is two different things.
Yeah.
So, and I can tell you that. Like, you call me certain shit, bro, I ain't on that, bro. I don't give a fuck about what that is. I don't give a fuck. I'm saying that so much that you're going to know. And if it turns into resentment and hate, then that's what it is. But if it turns, a real nigga gonna respect it. Like, niggas call my phone and be like, bro, I know I ain't even call you with that chick. I know you ain't on that. I ain't even tell you to let go here because I know you wasn't gonna go. They already telling me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Even goddamn Pat might be like, he might call me early in the day and be we might be talking on the phone. He'd be like, bro, I wanna go to goddamn. You gonna call the aunt? I say, yeah. Get what he gonna say? Man, stop lying. I'm just saying, I'm just talking. You know damn well I'm not coming.
Yeah.
That ain't my feel. We can get in us another feel and kick shit. Smoke cigars, cigarettes, whatever, blunts, whatever, chill. But I ain't finna go do no shit that I don't want to do, because that's gonna make us be in a
conflict.
Everything around you gonna feel like different. You get what I'm saying?
We still.
Everybody awkward. Around you gonna feel your energy of
awkward.
Yeah, something else. We come here, this is what I want to do, so I'm chilling. Energy good, everybody good. I don't give a fuck. I know everybody. Sound man, goddamn. Everybody is to know.
Right.
How y'all doing? You going to certain place that you know you don't supposed to be at, you ain't even gonna be as.
You're not gonna be comfortable.
Yeah.
But do you think that sometimes comfort don't have anything to do with the surroundings? It's all within yourself?
Yes.
Because a lot of times, like, everybody around you can be, like, happy-go-lucky, welcoming, and you just don't feel.
But our energy might not still mix. I'm saying, like, I pick up on.
But what if it's your own energy?
It don't matter. It still don't mix.
You gotta respect your energy.
It don't matter who energy fucked up or not. It just, I don't mix with that. Because certain people bring certain shit out of you. So if I'm around you, you bring me to a point where I want to be like, what's she on? I don't even need to deal with you. Mm. If you bring certain shit out of me that I don't want to come out of me, I don't even need to deal with you like that. Mm-hmm. You get what I'm saying? I want to be around the people that bring that. Yeah, we vibing.
Yeah.
I want to be around a motherfucker that brain that.
But sometimes you just.
That ain't it.
Sometimes the best thing for you is just to be by yourself. Like, maybe you don't even want to be outside in general.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Sometimes. When my shit is fucked up, I don't come around people because I know that shit is going to come off the wrong way and it's just going to cause a whole snowball of shit. For no reason, for some shit that ain't even got nothing to do with them.
Exactly.
So when my shit is fucked up, I stay in the house.
So you could be around other people that are positive, happy, vibing, having a good time. If you don't want to be there, it's going to fuck up its energy for everybody else.
No, I'm talking about when you come around a person, you want to be cool with this person. You do this, but y'all can't. It's just never that.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I'm talking about. I ain't talking about like a room. We walk in a room, you know what I'm saying, people, strangers. Then we got to figure out what the energy is. I'm talking about every time I come around Kodak, I really don't like this nigga for some reason.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, this nigga always goddamn bickering and little sneak jabs and shit. It's meant for us just not even play that game.
Yeah.
Right, because eventually it's going to elevate into something else and it's going to not end well.
Exactly. It's meant for us not even play that game. Why are we going to play that game? You don't fuck with me, I don't fuck with you. But we cool, we men.
Yeah.
But that don't mean we got to be enemies or friends. Trying to push the friend envelope going to make a nigga be enemies.
Yeah. No, you just be cordial. Y'all can just
What about the exist. People that, like, I don't know if any of y'all have ever experienced that, where, like, some people, it seems that the relationship or the friendship is better either via text or via phone conversation in person. It's like, this shit ain't it.
Yeah.
But, like, you could call me, we could sit on the phone for hours, or we could text all day, but when we in person, it just don't mesh well. Right. What about that? Like, do y'all feel like energy play a part in that? Or is that, like, some bullshit? Because some people, like, I know for me, I got certain friends, like, we ain't got to go to the club because I ain't off that. But we could sit on the phone and I could be there, we could talk all day, but in person, I'd be like, the fuck we doing?
I think you got to establish...
boundaries?
No, what's our relationship? Mm-hmm. Like, what our relationship built on?
Okay.
Is our friendship built on getting money together?
Yeah.
Is our friendship built on trust? Is our friendship built on goddamn... you motivate me, or you my accountability partner? Yeah, what is our, and then let that be the basis of the friendship or the relationship.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, we're gonna stand on this part. We're gonna do this part to the max. Whatever else come out of that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So if I'm your partner that you call to talk to on the phone or text, bro, I love you, I just tell you I love you, I might not talk to you for a whole 6 months.
Yeah.
That could be our friendship, and that text could help my life and help your life when I hit you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Or a like on Instagram, whatever.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Everybody ain't gotta be day to day, every day, because people don't mix.
Yeah,
for real.
Mm-hmm. Like
even family members.
All your friendships aren't gonna be uniform. Friendship isn't just one solid thing. Like, you know, it's people who I'm friends with who I ain't seen in years, but we may FaceTime, we may talk,
yeah.
We may send DMs on IG or whatever. But shit, we just not in the space of life where we can have that type of interaction on a day to day basis. But this my nigga.
I think. We as people, when we have friends, we feel like they supposed to be a part of everything that we got going on. Like, say, Vince, if I meet you as a friend, now I want to be in business with you. You know what I'm saying?
We go together. Most friends go together.
Yeah, now I want to be in business with you. Mm-hmm. Then if I want to be a friend, now I want to go to the club with you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We want to be a friend. Now I want to goddamn tell you my problem. That's too much.
Yeah. All friends ain't supposed to be there.
That's too much. That's too much, because now we in a really relationship.
Yeah, y'all go together. No, friendships.
You know what I'm saying? We're in a relationship because we ain't going to be able to cycle between the two.
Mm-hmm.
One of them going to have to be hindered, the friendship or the business.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Or the leisure.
Mm-hmm.
Some of that shit going to have to be chopped down. Because now, if you and your feeling about, this is like trying to be in business with your wife or your family. If I'm mad at you about some business or some money that came up, you ain't my wife no more. You ain't my brother no more, bro, that day. You get what I'm saying? No, I gotta be different.
It makes sense.
But if I'm on some relationship shit, we wake up mad, now I gotta goddamn double back and ask you, hey, what time I gotta be here, what time I gotta... That shit don't mix.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. It's confusing.
Yeah, it's too many emotions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If me and Kodak, okay, this is what we do, big facts. We pull up, do big facts, whatever. He got some radio shit. We gonna keep it like that. I'm not finna be Kodak way yet. Let go bowling.
Facts.
Unless we doing a big bowl off with everybody.
Yeah. And if I do see you out in public, it's love.
Exactly. My brother.
Yeah.
Yeah, but this is what we do. Mm. Yeah. My man, I might hit him on some, boy, I see you on some workout shit. Motivation.
Yeah, we might hit the trail one day.
Yeah, bro. I see you on workout, pull up on me, whatever.
Right.
Shit. But I ain't trying to be in Kodak. Oh, I'm going to the Clark Atlanta shit with Kodak.
Right.
For what?
You're more than welcome to that.
But I'm saying, but for what?
But you couldn't even get in.
Oh, so you gonna get me in my fluke too?
Correction, I couldn't get into the Morehouse shit. I was good at Clark Atlanta.
Damn.
Okay,
I'm good in my hood, baby.
Nah, but that makes sense though, right?
Yeah, nah.
You try to do too much with people unless y'all
and I don't
click
see,
like that.
And I don't see you as I don't see you as any less of a friend because of that.
Bro, you my mans.
My dog.
Yeah, exactly. But I'm saying if y'all certain people click like that, like they mind frequency be on the same, like we on the same shit damn near.
Yeah.
So it don't matter what you know what I'm saying, what come about that. Okay, that's what it is. Some people, it just don't. We like, you if you got two people of the same, that shit really don't work.
Gotta have balance.
Yeah, you gotta have balance. You gotta have a person that ain't scared to tell you the truth. Mm-hmm. Motherfucker that ain't scared to tell me the truth can be around me all day.
Oh, God.
I don't give a fuck if I'm tripping, high, taking whatever, tell me like, bruh, no.
But then sometimes
I might get in my feeling, argue you down, try to change your mind. But if I can't change your mind, hey, you the one. Yeah. You get what I'm saying? Because no matter how you feel, how I feel how you feel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right.
That's when that shit 100. I don't give a fuck how mad I'm finna be. If I might not call you, if I'm gonna say, fuck you, we shouting, arguing, fighting. You feel how you feel, that's real to me. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? No matter, I can't convince you of that. And I could be wrong, you could be wrong, but that's how you feel.
Yeah.
Over there, change their mind. You know what I'm saying? Now, if you see it, you see it. I thought I felt like that, because I be like that sometimes. Like, I thought I felt like that. Till you make me see it and give me a chance to process it, then I call back. I'm a man of mine, I call back and be like, yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah. But some women, I'm going to say women. I can't really speak for men, but some women, especially when it comes to friendships, right, they look at it as if you go against me, not me per se, but some women say, like, if you don't agree with me and if you're not riding with me through it all, then we not real friends. But some women can't take
but you the, gotta see if you the gotta, friends that you give gotta, them accountability. You got to ask yourself, is you a real person? Because when you fuck up and do something wrong, or when you know you were wrong, you're going to look in the mirror and say, damn, I'm wrong. Mm-hmm. So you ain't my real friend to admit that you was wrong?
Yeah, but you know how they be having them friends. I'm going to ride with you too, wrong or right. So they like, fuck the right.
I'm not, I ain't saying I ain't going to ride with you, but I'm going to tell you we wrong. What's right. Riding with you, though?
Right.
I mean, I don't know.
No, I'm saying, what motherfucker feel like? I'm supposed to agree with you, a lot of you?
Yeah.
Ride with you is I see how you feel, but you feel, you that's you thinking like, about
if,
that
if,
wrong.
If Kodak and Jay.
Okay.
Here we go.
Go ahead.
Okay.
It's how you tell me I'm wrong. There's rules to that. There's levels to that. You can't tell me I'm wrong in front of a bunch of people and you on my side.
Exactly.
You better tell me when we on the ride.
Exactly.
Home.
Yeah.
That's the best thing. If I'm wrong, damn it, we wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You feel me?
And then I'm going to pull you to the side and then let you know, like, hey, I'm with you through all of this shit, but at the end of the day, this is where you fucked up and this is where you weren't right at.
Exactly. You got to be down with me completely, in and out, inside out, around the corner, down the street, international. You feel me? You can't play me like that. Either you with me or you against me. Now, you gotta, you know, as homies, we gonna tell each other where we go wrong and what we need to do to improve it. But you can't do that when we amongst other people outside of our comfort zone.
Oh, no.
Well, what if the person ain't accepting they wrong, though?
Yeah.
What if they, like, I mean, so bullheaded they haven't grown into...
bullheaded. If you in them streets, you gonna be a little thick-minded on what you do.
That's when you can't let another motherfucker flaw. Put you in a situation.
But I'm just saying,
if I tell you wrong about some shit and you know you wrong about some shit, you keep on like, okay, I'm standing on that. Hey man, you gotta stand with that by yourself.
That's yeah. Right. But yeah. I'm just saying.
What's wrong? I can tell you this shit a million times.
Thousand.
Yeah.
So if I keep telling you some shit, I ain't gonna be able to control telling you. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Not spazzing. So it's like, I'm just different, bro. That's why I say if your energy don't match with people, you can't deal with them.
Yeah. No, I agree.
Because y'all gonna eventually, it gonna eventually blow over. I get what you're saying, but.
No, I get.
That shit gonna eventually blow over. What if the person told you that shit 100 times, then what?
That's true, but at the end of the day, you know, you can't really.
There's definitely a limit to it.
It's always limited.
But it don't even have to be 100 times.
If you still do it, that means you're saying, fuck me.
Basically.
Yeah. Yeah, but I'm asking that, like, fuck the 100 times. Let's talk about the first time, right? And, like, you said.
First
like,
time, never do that shit in front of
me. No, hold on. Like, she said,
that's right. No, that's some gay shit.
Just question. Come on, y'all. Question. We sitting here and let's say right now, you my dog, me and you, I know you outside of this shit, right? And let's say one of them do something and you spaz it. I know that your job on the line, I know that a lot of shit on the line. So if I'm grabbing you like, no, you wrong.
No, that's different.
You wrong.
That's different.
But she just said don't do that in front of nobody.
That's what I'm saying. She said, you ride with me around the corner,
you ride with me when I'm riding. Right. That's my point of what women do.
No, that's a real
thing. When they look at friends.
Oh, yeah.
That
yeah.
Women do that. And me as a real friend, I'm going to be like, no, bitch, we could fight outside if you want to, but I'm not going to let you crash out in front of all these people. So if you're going to be mad at me addressing you in front of everybody, cool, be mad at that.
Yeah, that's a different scenario right now. That's really riding with you. That's riding with it too.
Yeah.
What you're talking about is saving somebody's career, looking out from having a back when they in front of the Fortune 500 folks. I'm talking about the homies
the nigga
from the
shit.
Project.
Yeah. I mean, that shit is just,
you're absolutely right, and they are supposed to do that. They are supposed to have your back, but it's only certain people that will and can be able to do that.
Right.
Facts.
You know, because you're not going to bring your people from the streets over to that corporate side because you know what will happen.
Right.
You understand? And vice versa. They may not can't bring your corporate ass over into these homes because they like, okay, because people represent you regardless of whether you want
exactly, to. Exactly, bro. Yeah. That way motherfucker got to know, bro. You me.
Yeah, mm-hmm. You with me.
We all together. I'm Kodak. Yeah. I'm Jay. I'm Scream. Right. I'm, yeah. I'm, we all together because exactly. Motherfucker say big fat. That's what y'all, facts. They say you. They talking about me.
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. Facts.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Big facts.
Twin out.
Twin out. So y'all, so motherfucker gotta just, to me, take that in accountability that I ain't finna go out here and do no shit to make y'all be like, damn, man, that fucked up. Man, they gonna fuck the whole shit up.
Yeah.
I can't, I'm cognizant of that. That, okay, maybe I don't need to smoke blunts all the time. You know what I'm saying? For the sponsorships or whatever. Mm. I'm gonna do it. Because I'm taking accountability of my actions that I will do some Kanye shit.
Oh, right.
For real. Nah, but for real, man, you have to. Energy's everything. Yeah. What the word was again? We got lost in time.
Recompense. Some shit that ain't got nothing to do with what we talking about right
healthy
now.
Healthy conversation, though. What? It's healthy conversation.
Yeah.
Fuck the word at the end of the day. We build it.
Recompense was what? Apologizing, right?
Making
amends.
Making amends. Yeah. Making amends.
I be making amends all the time.
What if somebody come up and want to make amends with you and you like, man, fuck all that shit. Are you the bullshit?
It depends on the situation. Yeah, it depends.
Because you got to think, some people don't be genuine with this shit. It'd be like a convenience. Like, okay, I don't want an issue with this particular person or situation.
Or I need this person to do something, so let me go ahead and apologize in advance and let it blow over for a couple of days so we can build. Act like we're cool, and then I can ask for this favor that I need.
Convenience.
And I ain't even going to say that. I feel like a lot of relationships and friendships that could be bonded back, it's just, like, say, ego. Cause you nigga know, like, really, I fuck with you, bro, but I don't fuck with you, but fuck you. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's how that shit be like. And then it be so far gone, it's like, I don't even know you no more.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, we should have been fixed that years ago. Once you let it go on too long, it's just over.
Toxic.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Cause you don't say some shit that I don't even know about, you don't do some shit that I don't even know about, and then come out, it's just gonna be trigger points, we're just gonna be looking at each other crazy.
Yeah.
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 Repentance. What is it?
Recompense. I got a random question. I don't have nothing to do with this, though. Do y'all think that people can really... we probably talked about this before, but when it comes to, like, recompensing and figuring shit out with friendships, you think that people can go with the whole truth? Like, you could tell them the end-all, be-all truth of why you don't fuck with them and it'll be okay?
That's the only way it's.
That's the only way
it's actually gonna get fixed.
Ain't but just think about that, because you gotta tell them that. Like, you gotta
you
say.
You tell a nigga that.
Fuck you, fuck your mama. Yeah. I said this. I said that. Well, yeah, I said nah, you fuck your dead grandma. Yeah, I said. You know what I'm saying? I wanted to fuck your baby mama.
Yeah, you gotta leave that out. Like, you gotta just be like. Bro, no, you said a lot of shit. I said a lot of shit.
You said some things you ain't mean.
Yeah, I know you don't say this shit just got a bad. That's just what that was, but. But you can't tell a nigga exactly how you felt when you felt like fuck them.
Damn.
But then does that make y'all fake then? Because how did y'all really recompense?
But they might.
Because, like, I'm just saying, how can you really recompense?
But they might bring it up like, bro, how you, I get all that, but you said.
Exactly. Fuck all that shit.
What that was about.
Yeah.
Man.
Cause you said.
You're right. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Cause that's what it be most of the time.
Nah, but I think recompense in this day and time, 2022, going into 2023, is just saying it ain't no smoke.
Mm,
but
right.
We ain't retrusting niggas.
Yeah.
Nah.
We ain't re-loving niggas.
Nah. Right. I agree.
We ain't re-nothing but recompensing.
Just cause we and let just that cause shit we got on the same page, doubt, I mean I'm gonna give you another opportunity.
We can doubt
to do
and,
like
and like each what's other up? Pictures. And yeah. whatever, but you know what I'm saying?
I ain't even really
to some people
recompensing. I might recompense some shit, but
recompense.
I ain't recompensing.
Man, I'll recompense some shit though, but it depends on what it was. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's situational.
Ain't no money involved. It's just some bunch of bitch shit on my side and your side. We just being
we can't
bitches.
Can't even remember what
we
the
just
fuck
being bitches.
Yeah.
I can totally be like that. Ain't nothing.
Yeah.
With any nigga, we just do being bitches. You said this. I said this. You said this. I said this. And we ain't, it ain't even never nothing. You ain't took nothing from me. You ain't did nothing. I ain't touched your girl. You ain't touched my girl. We ain't nothing. Yeah. We were just bitching. Mm-hmm. I can totally let that go and see you and really fuck with you. Cause that ain't nothing. Mm-hmm. But some shit like you done broke in my house and you done tried to break in my house or some shit, or you done said some shit, tried to set me up or some shit like that, then that's different.
You violated a deadly sin, your ass.
Yeah, that's different. But all that, just the little wiggity waggity shit, that shit ain't nothing. That ain't nothing but a conversation to me. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That shit ain't nothing. They said they need answers. About what?
When I get big fat. AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite in powerful conversations. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. Tiffany Cross. I want you all to join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. In every episode, we gather a seasoned elder.
But even with a child, there's no such thing as the wrong thing if you love them.
Myself, as the middle generation, I don't feel like I have to get married at this big age in life, but it is a desire I have and something that I've navigated in dating. And a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations.
I'm very jealous of your generation that didn't have to deal with Instagram and Tinder.
This is Across Generations, where Black women's voices unite, and together, you know how we do, we create magic. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is an NAACP and Webby Award-winning podcast dedicated to all things mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. Here, we have the conversations that help Black women decipher how their past inform who they are today and use that information to decide who they want to be moving forward. We chat about things like how to establish routines that center self-care, what burnout looks and feels like, and defining what aspects of our lives are making us happy and what parts are holding us back. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
Hey, my name's Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of On Purpose. I just had a great conversation with Michael B. Jordan, and you can listen to it right now. Michael is known for his performances in both film and television. His breakout role was in Fruitvale Station, playing Oscar Grant, which earned him widespread praise and numerous award nominations. His portrayal of Killmonger in Marvel's Black Panther, one of my favorites, further solidified his status as one of Hollywood's leading actors, earning him widespread acclaim for his complex and compelling performance. In our conversation, Michael really opens up. You're going to love listening to it, and I can't wait for you to check it out.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. It's always the feeling when you're getting ready to, you know, people give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get. People quit.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robey,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
Thank you for taking the light, and you're going to shine it all over the world, and it makes me really happy.
I never imagined that I would get the chance to carry this honor and help be a part of this legacy.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Could y'all recompense if somebody cheat on you?
Yeah, I mean, you move on, though. It's over with, though.
He said, like, be cool or be back with him, stay with him.
Repent.
Be with him. You said be in a relationship with him?
Yeah.
I don't think a guy should, because it's, if
what? The type, a guy.
I'm gonna tell you why, because you ain't gonna never really goddamn forgive her. You ain't gonna never really forgive her. Like, I don't give a fuck what kind of nigga you, any type of man, it's something in a nigga that's wanna be possessive over his woman, like, to a certain degree.
Yeah.
Like, that's why I'd say, man, just be the sneakiest you can be. I ain't not tell you not to do it. Just be sneaky. Don't get caught. Cause that's still respect. FBI. Don't get caught. That's all I can say. Just respect this shit. Whatever, I don't know, but you know what I'm saying? Either way. Because once it is, I can say I love you and want to be with you, but I ain't, how? How?
I can just respect you as a person at that point.
Every time she leaves your sight, she's doing what you think she did.
Google.
She's doing it. Google. You gotta let that woman go on and live her life, because you're gonna be great.
You just got let go.
You're gonna see that guy in your mental every for months. For years.
For an eternity.
If you get rid of her though, you will heal.
But why is it
you trying to stay with that woman?
Don't do that, Sha. I know
no,
where
you're
going.
I am going. Why
go
is I got to be here? Why is it that for women, y'all want women to recompense?
We don't want them to do anything.
Well, can I say something? And it's okay for you to go out.
And there's certain things that a woman probably ain't gonna forgive a man for.
Like,
I don't know. I'm not a woman.
See, okay. the thing ahead, is, Jay. Is like, and I swear I'm not trying to like always be on the guy's side or whatever, but. When women cheat and when men cheat, it's two totally different things. Like, guys cheat because, okay, they might be horny or whatever. I know I got plenty of friends.
It was
that,
an accident.
Like I said, like my homeboy that I got that has to fuck 3 or 4 times a day. He got a girl that lives at home with him, but he just has to fuck 3 or 4 times a day. Like, that he can't get past that. Like, if he doesn't fuck 3 or 4 times a day, he might, like, shrivel up and die, like, type shit. But... it's just a fuck to him. Like, it's not, I'm just being real. Like, it's just a, you know what I'm saying? It's not anything emotionally attached to it. But when women, like, when females,
it's women like that too, though.
It's women like that too, but more women cheat from a place of
emotional attachment.
Emotional fucking
attachment. They want emotions tied to the sex.
Not really attachment, but from like an emotional and mental place. Like, they cheat because they feel like
he loved me.
Whatever they got going on over here is not over, but it's not something that she's not getting whatever she needs. So it's not going to be just like a fuck. It's going to be like a fuck plus like she's probably going to fucking regret it and cry and then think about it again and then
you
maybe do it
crying.
Again.
That's what I'm saying. There's a lot of women on some bullshit.
No, what I'm saying is it's a lot of back and forth with that shit.
No, but yeah. You're right. Men, but when a man cheat, right? As a woman, logically, you would be like, we know that if he wanted to go dip down and whoever he cheated on you with, he gonna do it and he can it because she gonna open it up because he can. What I'm saying is, why is it so easy or expected for us to, what's the word, recompense and forgive and all of that with him.
I don't think
but
it's expected, it's just kind
of. It's easier, but what Banks said, if she cheat, let her go.
You got
as
to.
If
you got to. I'm talking about as a man. A woman, too. If he cheat, let him go. If you think like a man that this woman's going to always be on your mind for the rest of your motherfucking life, you're going to go crazy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But if you one of the women that feel like, I can't tell a woman how to feel, so I ain't even say that part. If you feel how you feel, feel how you feel. I'm talking about as a man. It's just like somebody, I don't know, it's just different. It's just like somebody stole from you. Mm-hmm. And you gotta keep them around your family. It's the same way. You're still gonna be my family, but I'm not finna leave nothing nowhere.
Yeah.
You don't know nothing about nothing. So ain't no trust there, but I can't lay next to, you gotta go home. You just a family member. I can't lay next to you and don't trust you.
Yeah,
but
facts.
Women do this all the time. They lay next to, I'm just speaking for the women, they lay next to me all the time that they don't trust. Men be out there cheating, and then she just trusting and hoping that one day he's gonna stop.
But niggas, some women, I don't know how women feel. Men feel like if the nigga can fuck, he can get you to do anything.
Yeah.
To me, mm-hmm. too.
Yeah, but what mm-hmm. you mean?
Like, anything. if a nigga fucking a woman, I can say, what's the passcode to y'all house?
Exactly.
Yeah.
totally violated.
Nigga finna fuck a bitch at a hotel room or at a spot and go
or
home.
Or in a car, anywhere, outside,
now
anywhere.
Your bitch start getting vulnerable. Now I know what kind of car you in. I can put a tracking device in your car. You going home. I can do whatever to this nigga.
Wait, what? You said if a woman... Bring that shit back. If a woman
let a nigga in, she in. She in your bed.
Because again, from an emotional, mental place.
That went over my head. I was confused with the tracking code.
She in your business.
Because you saying that a woman gonna now be willing to tell everything.
Because women are...
Oh, God. Here come this twin.
You're absolutely right, but it worked both ways.
It do.
Because if I understand what you're talking about, it's why we twins, but... I feel the same way about a man. If he hollering at her and he was able to fuck her, then obviously she mean more to you than me.
What? That is wrong.
No, I'm just saying. Some women really believe it.
But can I say something?
Break it down.
Twin, let go ahead, twin.
For instance, for y'all to put in work for men to try to cheat, I have to wait. I have to do without. You have to stop doing for me in order to do for her. Period.
Who? What kind of cheat you talking about?
I ain't talking about somebody that's docking and going home. Bitches ain't getting nothing out of a mistress.
I'm talking about just some shit you pulling up dark and going home. She might want to drop, stop it, crust.
Well, but see, I'm asking you to do something.
I gotta go home.
And then another thing too, like, to what you're saying, I get what you're saying, but on the flip side of the shit, basically, like, to talk about what you and what Black are saying, in most situations, a nigga has more to lose if a nigga is able to get into his inner space more so than a female getting into another female's inner space, because 9 times out of 10, the man is the provider. The man is the one who is taking care of the household. The man is the one especially if you're dealing with a street nigga, he's the one that has the money. He's the one that, you know, has all this and that, whatever, whatever. And your home is your safe place where all of your shit is at. So if a nigga is able to penetrate that layer and get access into that house, everybody's dead.
You're dead, Fred.
But
the only thing this woman gonna be not penetrating on you is your feelings.
Right, exactly.
That's it. I don't think she's gonna be not penetrating on you is your feeling. You don't know what kind of nigga you over here fucking.
That's true.
You could be fucking my op.
That's true.
Right.
Or whatever. My op, right?
But you also could be fucking her op.
What she gonna do? These hoes ain't doing nothing. What she gonna do?
Come on,
bitches is killing bitches over dick.
Right? No. Right.
They are. Y'all tripping.
I'm not bringing this hoe nowhere near you.
And she not bringing that nigga nowhere near you.
Niggas know how to get near that, though.
Right.
You understand?
Niggas know how to get close enough.
Women know how to get close to a woman when she wants to. I swear to God, bitches is sneaky.
And do what, though?
Make your life a living hell. Make her life a living hell.
How? And do it.
All type of shit.
What they going to
have? I think it depends on the situation.
That ain't going to never get your ass smacked. Because I'm going to be with my bitch at the end of the day.
But I'm just saying.
I'm going to show out for her. Like, oh, she playing like that? I'm finna show out.
Women be wanting to know, like, it ain't necessarily the... pass codes and I see women, we want to know business. So it depends on what kind of man it is, too. If it's one of them pillow talking ass niggas that's going to tell all his lady or wife business or shortcuts.
Certain niggas do that.
I ain't saying
like
there's pillow talking ass niggas that go tell everything. Even somebody they just smashing, they go tell everything about their wife.
And so now the bitch hit her up like, oh, you just got this done and you insecure about this and this. So now she ready to kill you because you didn't went pillow talking lady.
But that ain't, that's not the norm.
That's not the norm.
You seen it.
It happens all the time. Niggas do way more pillow talking than women.
I'm just saying, sir, a nigga like that that's going, doing whatever he doing on his woman, that's the lowest, because it's like, she dissing, she ain't even talking last night, but single today, boo-boo,
I'm trying to tell you, y'all be talking that pillow talking, y'all don't realize what y'all say when y'all have sleep,
but,
that's why I'm single.
But in a situation, I would rather be pillow talking than be in my house tied up, getting ready to die.
We're not comparing the two. That's not what we're doing. What I'm saying is, for a woman, y'all guard and handle y'all emotions and what y'all hold secret to y'allself, right?
Right, yes.
So if he go fucking some bitch and be like, she can't even cook her pussy up. She can't even get head. She
and then niggas do that.
Niggas do that.
When a man is cheating on whoever he's
not
with.
Not every man, but I'm just saying
normally when a man is cheating on whoever he's with, right, to a girl that already know he has somebody, he's not about to be over there with her like, damn, my wife be cooking, she be doing. All he gonna do is downplay the bitch he cheating on to this woman. That happens all the time.
Oh, yeah, they probably do that shit.
They exist.
They definitely exist.
And so now you went pillow talking to her to get try to get her cat. So you done go tell her all my business. So now when she get mad at you, she come running back. Niggas do it.
We see it on social media. We see it on all the TV.
All this shit be happening. Men are the new B.I.C.
Kodak, you be doing that?
Pillow talking. No. Tell you all the
Here we go. Let go.
I feel like When a man is really gassing a woman like that, they only doing it, like you said, Shaw, just to get to the pussy for real. So yes, it's like once they get to the point where it's like, I can make this woman feel good, she my side, but she already feel like she the side as is, or whatever the situation may be, the dude is gassing it just so he can make her feel better about the situation by herself, so she can give up and feel more vulnerable then. And if a nigga is even pillow talking, that means he's vulnerable to her, because she done did something to him that made him vulnerable to be like, I'm about to open up. It is
but if he's pillow talking to her and she had to do something, I don't know, man. A nigga, I don't know. That's a hoe ass nigga, though.
That's all they do.
Man is not about to, if he cheating on his girl with whomever, he not at that girl house praising the bitch he cheating on. He's at that house talking mess about whoever he
shouldn't even be speaking about the
but
bitch
they do that all the time. Because what they're trying to do is
I'm here to get some pussy and that's it. Yo, bitch,
but normally,
I'm out. Like,
even if y'all have that code, normally what it is, you're trying to get her to be comfortable in whatever side chick position she in. So in order for her to be here and stay comfortable, you got to let her know that the one at the crib ain't what she's supposed to be. You're not going to tell her that I'm not leaving her. I'm just saying most men are not about to say that.
Oh, so you saying basically the nigga game is to make her feel like you got a chance to be that.
Yeah. Exactly. So you downplay the woman that you really with for the side chick, but in the midst of doing that, you go pillow talk, you go telling this woman business to this lady, so you giving this lady ammunition, so when she get mad at you, to go up to your wife and be able to say this, and this is how these women be ready to kill.
But this is just me personally, if I was the type of bitch to fuck with a nigga that was already involved, I wouldn't even want to hear about this bitch, I wouldn't even want to know anything, want you to try to make me feel like, okay, yeah, you might be able to get in this position, because I know, like, you with this bitch for a reason, and you over here for a reason, exactly. And your reason for being over here is the fuck, and that's all we need to do, and
that's the logic, to bring back to what you said earlier, but what you said earlier is, women don't cheat like that. To bring back what you said earlier, the average woman don't cheat like that. The average woman cheat with her emotions and her heart.
That's right. When they cheating on a nigga. No, cheating with a nigga, they don't give a fuck, really.
What you mean?
If you cheating on a nigga, you cheating on Scream.
If I'm cheating on Scream, I'm cheating because there's a void there that I'm trying to fill.
Yeah, but if she cheating with Scream.
Man, if I'm cheating with Scream on his wife, I really don't give a fuck. What's her name from Belly? The other girl with the Keisha? Lollipop and the big hair. Not Keisha. The bitch that DMX was cheating on her with.
Uh-huh.
Like, I don't give a fuck. Like, you just coming over here to fuck. Like, whatever. Uh-huh. Like, you know what I'm saying? And she went back and forth with the shit because she was a child, for real. But at the end of the day, like, a real bitch that's cheating with the nigga don't want to hear all that shit.
Right, but then sometimes, most of the time. But sometimes that man, now he done low-key caught feelings for you. So in the midst of that, and you said telling this nigga, you can't just come to my house, blah, 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 and y'all beef. He gonna now talk shit about the woman at the house trying to butter you up. Right. They don't know that they're doing that, but they do that subconsciously. So now you know that she at the house, she can't cook.
This nigga still goes back to this house every night for a reason.
Right, but you know
so
that.
So any of the shit that he's telling me.
Boo-boo the fool.
Exactly.
You know that. But now let old girl hit you up. You got ammo to throw it back in her face because now he's.
But I'm not finna even go back and forth with this bitch because that's not what I'm lying for.
Which is like, you lying. I cook every night. I cook. Bitch, he lying.
The manipulator.
He lied to you.
Yeah, that might be the case.
But that was somebody. What a nigga.
They lying.
Like, bitch, you think you finna bug me out? Them lying.
Yeah.
Nigga, I just lied to you about everything. Nigga, that's the perfect bitch.
That ain't even her name. That ain't even what she do.
You
like,
just got good
shut
head.
Shut up. Who the fuck are you?
Yeah. Like, yeah, I mean, you probably got something that's doing like that, too.
What'd you say, bro? It wasn't me.
You
like,
got
I ain't even him.
Like that, too.
One of them niggas look like, who? No, that's not me. Roger. Bitch, see you out of public. Roger. Who?
I know we was just out.
No, you're lying.
Bitch, my name is Jamario, bitch.
I play for the Atlanta Hawks.
The Atlanta Dolphins.
So the moral of the story is, Kodak, recompense.
What's the moral of this story? The cheating and the pillow talk.
Just don't be a dumb hoe.
Don't be pillow talking.
Just don't get caught.
Yeah.
That's all it is, man. If you cheat, don't get caught.
Stop being sloppy.
Because you get caught, now you got to goddamn know you ain't going to let these folk go. Got to goddamn, yeah, you just might as well just try to be slick as you can. Real shit, bro. You can't expect nobody to be with you after you don't cheat on them, bro. Yeah. If they choice is to not be with you, or be with you the same.
Yeah, they like something's going to change in relationship. Even something's going
to change.
They do,
something's going to change. That's real. That's real. You got to, you cheat on somebody, you got to be willing to take the rest of your life to make it up to them. If you were the cheater and she got caught, you got to be willing to just bitch up. Like, all right, you got it forever. Drag me. You got to be willing. You got to be willing. If not, you can't make them folk be nothing that they ain't. Because they already got that feeling that I just said you're going to have every day thinking about some more bullshit.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I don't know, but I think niggas can't take that shit.
They can't.
Niggas can't take this shit.
Can't take
Go one. Ahead.
I got a question. Do y'all feel like it's better to be honest with the person that you're cheating with?
What you mean?
With the one.
So say you my girl. Jay, you know she my girl. Is it okay to be more honest with you about the situation?
You better.
To be honest with her? Or do you keep them both a secret from each other?
Nah. Oh, what you mean? Nah, you got to tell.
You got to tell Jay.
She got to know what's up.
But do you back to pillow talk. So do you tell her everything so she know what's good? Or do you keep it to
you don't
tell
her
everything. It's just, I got to
bitch.
My bitch. That's it.
Going to detail about that, my bitch.
That's it. So she asked a question. Oh, so what y'all do now?
Why?
I got one.
Like, that doesn't even matter.
But
like,
what's your question?
That's your something head that, right here, man. How that? What are you talking about? We finna go ahead and do this. What the hell are we talking about?
There's nothing to talk about.
This is a release. I'm away from that right now.
Because deep down she wants you.
I want me, but bitch want me and know that I got that too.
She wants you to herself.
That's impossible.
Women get caught up in that. We don't know the day.
That's what I was just saying.
That's what I was just saying. But guess what? One thing about a real bitch or any bitch. If I done told you from the rip, this just what it is. Yeah. I understand that you may start catching feelings, but still, that's going to still be what that is.
No matter what.
Why you start catching feelings and all that. Hey, man, then I'm going to have to go break the news. I got a crazy bitch that thinks she want to goddamn expose me, so whoa. Because we finna have to go work on this, because then it ain't finna be nothing.
Yeah. Right. But why do?
Because I already told you what it was.
Right.
But why do men give the side chick the option, but give the woman that they quote-unquote love, that she don't get no type of option?
Selfishness. You selfish.
Like, the side chick get the option of, if I want to deal with this, what I'm going to get out of this, we going to break down the rules and the regulations.
What you mean?
Like, when you got a side chick and you're in a relationship, and you tell them, like we just said, you tell them I'm in a relationship. Y'all going to go down the rules and regulations. Don't call me. The side chick.
Don't call me
at this time. Don't do this. If I hurry up and hang up, this. Y'all go down. And then at the end, she get the option of if she want to choose to deal with this situation, yes or no. But the person that we quote unquote love don't get the option to choose if they want to be with that bullshit or put up with the bullshit. It's just that you just got to deal with it.
That's deep.
To be continued.
You ain't dealing with it.
You are going to deal with it.
The side chick get the most loyalty.
You give your loyalty to your side chick versus the person that you quote unquote love. Because the side chick get the options. They know everything. They get the options on what the fuck they want to deal with. But the person you love, they don't get the option of if they want to deal with it. They just got to deal with it.
I personally think like...
If they just got to deal with it. You don't get the option of if you want to deal with it. Because there's no rules and regulations to it. They just have to deal with it. If you in a relationship with somebody, you find out that they cheating on you or whatever the case may be, right? If they stay with you, you consider loyal. Like, you held me down. You understand we good. Right? But if they leave, it's like, damn, you just gonna let me leave because of that? You know what I'm saying? But the side chick, you gave all the options to. You told her.
But shit, you got an option though once you find out. You got your own.
No, but before you even have to find out, before you even fuck with the side chick, you tell her, hey, I got a bitch. This is the rules. This is the regulations. This is what you got to go
through. Oh, yeah, yeah, I get what you're saying.
This is what you got to deal.
Yeah.
Do you want to deal with this? Yes or no? These are the rules. You got 5 rules and regulations. If you fuck this up, we're not going to deal with each other. And the side chick say, yes, I'm in. But the person that you're in a relationship with, they never have that option. They just got to deal.
Or you gotta get caught up.
Oh, you gotta get caught up.
But see, the thing is, I feel like the side bitch is an extension of the safe place. Like the one that you love is your safe place because you know that's your security. But the side bitch is also your safe place because that's where you feel like you can release the weight of your safe place and your security.
What she's saying is. Get a other bitch, not the bitch, get the other queen an option, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm.
But if that's the case, then what's the point?
No, you get...
It is the point.
We give the side chick all the options. The ball is actually in the side chick court. They
No, not really, though.
No, they have the option to deal it. If we go with what baby boy just said of letting her know the game. He just said, he in a relationship with me, side chick.
You give
her the option of if she want to deal with. She know what you come with. If you going to pay one bill a month. She know what the fuck you going to come
but
with.
But the purpose
and she
of having a side chick is because you can't tell your main chick.
But that the whole thing is that's crazy that you give so much loyalty to a side chick or somebody that you don't even know like that, rather than you even care about like that, the option. But the person that you're supposed to love so much don't have the option. They just
that's
have
your gift. That's all part of being selfish. Thinking that you don't want to hurt this person.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I feel like you're giving the side chick that loyalty or that option because you're trying to make sure that the boundaries are clear so that you don't hurt or affect or, you know what I'm saying, disappoint the love of your life.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It makes sense, Jay. Jay the advocate for cheaters.
No, I'm just saying.
It's just reverse.
I know how that shit goes.
I know how that shit goes, bro. But it's like a, what you call it?
A catch 22.
Yeah. Go ahead, bro. What you gonna say?
I'm just saying, like, the side chicks, like, that's just less responsibility.
I'm not responsible for your feelings to a certain degree. I'm always responsible for her feelings.
Right. Yeah.
Right.
You get what I'm saying? So me coming to tell you this, and you may not know you even understand this shit. Right. So when I come tell you this, I know that's gonna break you down type shit.
Yeah.
Even though it's wrong, but I know it's gonna break you down. Give you an option is, okay, the option
it's
is
just like a field nigga and a house nigga.
But giving a nigga option is, you know what kind of nigga you got and you know what kind of bitch you got. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So if I meet a chick fucking her on a nigga, she would call that bitch and I start fucking her, now I'm falling in love with a mirror. I don't fall to be like, she won't do me the same way. You get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I'll just tell my homegirl, she got caught with a nigga. Left her nigga and started being with this nigga. And she was just like, it was so good. Woo, ching, woo. That was that. What? You trying to make it something else. That don't work right now. Because now he already know how sneaky you are. He thinking about it all the time. Goddamn, them lies you telling buddy.
Yeah.
I remember, damn, bitch. That shit sound
familiar. That shit sound familiar.
You know what I'm saying? Like, goddamn.
Man, I heard it.
You sure that where you going? You sure?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? The doubt right there. Like, I done made you mine. I done made your sneaky ass mine now.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? Same way with a dude. If he cheating with a woman or whatever, how she gonna be able to trust him if she ultimately be in a relationship with him? Not do the same shit that he been doing. Like, bitch, every position gotta be filled.
And if you move up, you're still an opening.
If I'm cheating with you and this person say she don't wanna be with me no more, that don't mean it gonna be me and you. That means somebody else gotta be back right now. You good right here.
Oh, cool. Yeah.
Like, this is the balance. This shit feel good right here with you.
What? Right.
Wow.
What?
Wow.
No, real shit, because we may not be able to be together every day. Wow. Our energy might not align
you know
right there.
How many side chicks you just hurt feelings with that one statement?
I ain't trying to hurt no feelings. No, I'm just saying,
you just crushed him.
What you mean?
Like, side chicks in that one statement, because like Jay said, she said normally you move her up. You said no. You
but
stay
then,
right
but then
here.
Again, like I just and said, too, it's
it
like.
It depends on what kind. Now, if you got a side chick and y'all go together for real.
Yeah.
But you just got somebody else, too. Like, you don't even be there with that person, but this your person. That's different. I'm saying if you got a side chick, that's a side chick that deal with niggas, date, do all this other shit. Okay, y'all not exclusive.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Now if you exclusive, you got two bitches. That ain't no side chick. Yeah. You got two women.
Y'all go together. You in two relationships.
Yeah. Y'all, you in two relationships. That's different.
Got you.
I'm just saying, like, you just got some shit that hand down.
Yeah.
Right. That makes sense?
Yeah, it makes sense.
Yeah, you got some shit that hand down. But that, who trying to do all that other shit, though?
But that's like I was saying about the field nigga and the house nigga shit. Like, you got a field nigga, you got the house nigga. You know, the field niggas know that the house nigga is superior to the field nigga. But at the end of the day, the field nigga knows if I do a good job in the field, I'll be able to move up in the field, but I'll never be able to make it to the house.
Field nigga want to whoop them house nigga ass too.
In the moral of the story.
Nah, but for real though.
Don't get caught.
Just don't get caught.
Don't get caught.
Nah, but I like that what you said, Sha. You should get these folks an option.
And just be prepared to lose your house.
Certain people be prepared to get smacked, man.
Oh God.
Some folks ain't gonna
smack some attention to you. You make you don't even want to cheat. You're like, you know what, damn, I ain't even worth it.
Shit, but it's out there now. I wouldn't. That's the same thing as cheating.
What she said?
Yeah, hell yeah.
What you think about it? Yeah. I don't know, man. I ain't no advocate for cheaters. Jade is.
No, I'm just an advocate for real niggas because I know I deal with real niggas on a daily basis and I know how that shit goes. But
like, nigga don't be had now. That shit crazy, man. It's like when you come from certain places, man, you just be looking for goddamn. I ain't gonna make no excuse for these niggas. Or for myself. Nah, real shit, when you come from certain places.
For us.
Or nobody. You just be looking for goddamn the raw of the crowd.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Am I tripping?
Nah, you ain't tripping.
What you saying always be at some point.
Man, I don't know what I'm trying to say. What I'm trying to say.
Tune in next week.
Come on, close it.
Y'all get what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I'm telling y'all off camera.
Okay.
Come on, close it.
WWW.
Thanks for tuning in to Big Facts Pod.
Make sure you follow Big Facts Pod. Make sure you follow Big Flex, Big Flex Friday.
That's why I do it.
Make sure you goddamn follow the crew, the gang. Big Bank DTE, Sha Jones with me. DJ Scream. What's your shit?
Big Homie Kodak,
Baby J, you know, and
www.bigfactspod.com.
Salute!
For the streets.
Exactly.
It's Big Facts.
No cap.
Bitch.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
We are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts. But we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. Join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. We gather a seasoned elder, myself as the middle generation, and a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations. Prepare to engage or hear perspectives that literally no one else has had. Listen to a Cross Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Parents, if you've ever experienced bedtime battles with the kids, I'm going to let you into a little secret. The Koala Moon podcast has revolutionized over 20 million bedtimes, with parents like you calling it life-changing and the perfect nighttime routine. With original kids' bedtime stories and cozy sleep meditations, every episode has been specially designed to make bedtimes a dream. Listen to Koala Moon on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.